Good morning. 6:29 a.m. on June 8th, 2012. Today is going to be pretty much a lost day. I'm girding myself for that right now already. There are several reasons, not the least of which is I got a lot of running around to do. The tree company that we hired to take care of the brush and clean up the trees and the rest of that started work last night, and they are expected back today. I'm not sure how much of the day will get chewed up through that. I'm probably not going to be able to record because my wife will be home, which means we'll be doing laundry today, which is not unexpected because my younger daughter is going away on a corral tour to the southern part of the state tomorrow morning. And we need to get her clothes ready to go. And it's the last day of art camp, so there are art shows and presentations of plays and other activities that will pretty much sink anything after noon. So, yeah, today is going to be not terribly productive. Sunday morning, I have to get out early Sunday morning and get back again, because Sunday morning at 8:30, my time, I have to log into Tony C. Smith's webinar on narration. So I'll get to sit with Mike Boris, Peter Seton Smith, Kate Baker, and we'll talk about narrating. It was narration, I know. Anyway, so yesterday I didn't sink a lot of the day into being upset about what was going on at Blog World Expo. There wasn't much I could do about it, and I reasoned that watching it all unfold was just car wreck time, and it was making me a little bit crazy. I did get a little bit of writing in. Not a great deal. Maybe like 350 words here and there, sentence here, sentence there, backfill, reread, try to figure out where I'm going. So yesterday wasn't a great writing day either. Part of it was I kept falling asleep. That was one of those sleepy days where I would find myself either sitting completely dazed out or actually waking up in my chair. So, yeah, that was a bit ugly. I did start a new Nora Roberts. And the thing about Nora Roberts is that she has the same plot. It's the same one. Well, I won't say all of them, because she's written like 200 of them. But the half a dozen of them that I've read, pretty much the same plot. Substitute the setting, substitute the characters, but the plot's pretty much the same. And even knowing that, substitute the setting, substitute the characters, plot's the same. Even with that, in the front head of my brain, she sucks me in. How? I have no idea. Because by rights, I mean, they're pretty cookie cutter. But for some reason, the plots don't matter. For some reason, the unfolding. How will they discover true love? Or whatever. What obstacles will get thrown in their way? And so I spent probably way too much time reading yesterday. Honestly, truth be told. And last night was an ugly night. Last night we had tornado warnings here. Not watches, warnings here until like 11:30. Wife and kids are going, oh my God, we're going to have a tornado. So everybody had to get up. We had to go downstairs. We had to hang out in the cellar. Despite the fact that we didn't even really get any rain from the thunderstorms that were just rushing past us. We got a little bit of hail around 11 o'clock. Nothing really to write home about. But with the household in an uproar, and the occasional very distant flash of lightning and boom of thunder. It was not the most restful of nights. Go figure. Anyway, it is Friday, so that's a good thing. And the auto parts place, the auto dealer, has my replacement side mirror, so I can go get that put on. And I do need to get groceries today, because between all the ramming around and stuff that I had to do last night, I didn't get a chance to get to the grocery store and stock up for the weekend, so I'm going to do that today. And I may as well do that today, since tomorrow, since the day is pretty well shot down anyway, this is going to be pretty much a logistics day, I think. I could surprise myself. But I think this is going to be a logistics day, and I'll be, for the most part, probably not writing, which is not what I need to be doing. So it was cold this morning. It was 55 when I first looked out. So I put on an extra shirt and a jacket. And now it's 60. And I'm really 2-1. Aye. Go figure. I'm not awake for some reason. Well, part of the reason is that I haven't been up that long. Usually by the time I get out to walk at 6, I've been up since 4. This morning I slept in till nearly 5. So I've got an hour's worth of waking up that I haven't done. I haven't done any coffee yet today. Actually, I haven't had anything yet today. Coffee, water, juice, food. That'll get renovated as soon as I get home. I'll have to wake the kids up and get ready for their big day. And I'll probably wind up having to drive them as well, since my wife is probably going to stay home sick today. I say that because she got up at 6 o'clock, not feeling well. She was already talking about not going to work today last night, and that's usually a pretty clear sign. She is running out of sick time, though. Her ability to really manage her schedule is becoming more difficult. At the beginning of every month, she gets awarded 2 new vacation days. And at the beginning of the year, she gets a new slug of sick time that she can use over the course of the year. So, July 1, which is the beginning of the fiscal year for the university, she'll get new time. So I don't expect her to go to work a lot in July. See, could change. Having the kids home and being rambunctious might be enough to drive her out. Of course, if the kids are home and being rambunctious, I can't record, but I can write, because the kids don't usually bother me too much. And I've only got about 6 weeks in July and August before they have to go back to school. So look up. But if I'm going to get Ravenwood done by the Ravenwood, it's a series call done by the end of the month, I'm going to crank a few tens of thousands of words out here in the next very little bit. I'd really like to have a draft done by the time they go away to visit Grampy on the 19th of June. Now I'm doing an interview with, I think it's the galley table on the 19th. And I'm doing a piece, I'm going to be a guest on Functional Nerds. I think it's this week. I think it's like Tuesday night. Every day I walk past this one iron post. There's a double wide sidewalk that runs for part of this walk here. And in order to keep cars from jumping the curb and riding the sidewalk down, they've put some barricades up. And they put one steel post in the middle of the sidewalk. It's plenty of room to walk around, plenty of room for bicyclists and everybody else who needs to use the space. That's enough to discourage the casual curb jumper and sidewalk driver. And yeah, there are some here. So every day I walk by it, every day I touch it, and every day I think of Monk. I don't know why. Well, I know why I think of Monk. It's the OCD activity. But for a television show, which I don't know if it's even still on the air, I haven't watched it in at least in years. It may still be out in syndication somewhere, I don't know. But that thing you did, we couldn't walk past the pole without touching it. And every day I go past that pole and touch it and think, Monk. The brain is a funny thing. The brain is a hysterically funny thing. I wonder why I do that. Imagination. There was a video making the rounds yesterday. I picked it off of Twitter of Mr. Rogers, an auto-tuned version of Mr. Rogers, talking about growing ideas in the garden of your mind. And it's been something like that. I was about to say it's been going over and over in my head, but obviously not well enough because I don't really remember what the phrase was. I was thinking it would make a good title. Think about Ray Bradbury writing a story a day for however many years he did that. Yeah. The much vaunted Lowell productivity. Not so much. Not so much. Not lately, anyway. Although this week, I've written more this week. I think, I have to go through and total it up. It's nowhere near the 15,000 I needed for the sprint, but it was more than I wrote the month before. So I'm not going to beat myself up over not making an artificial goal. What I do need to do is buckle into this deadline that I've set for myself, which is Cypheria's call by the end of the month, and I need to get that done. I also need to get the new website rolled out. I really like the way it's going. I don't know what I'm going to do with either Lamas Wood or Solar Cooper, but something. The threaded comments is one of the things that I really need to get going. And I thought was installed in the last update, but wasn't, which is kind of a pain. And I don't know how much I need to work on to produce new content for the new website. Upgraded graphics, etc. street without getting run over here. Early morning traffic heading off to work. People working on a Friday in the summer. Probably not happy about it. It's a beautiful morning. It really is. It's going to be a warm day, though, I can tell. It's got that sort of high summer day feel to it. It's going to be hot. The play is going to be in a building that I don't believe is air conditioned, so that's going to be an interesting challenge as well. I think they're going to put the play on the stairs again this year. Last year's play on immigration and heroes was fascinating. They did it. There's a sweeping staircase that it's one of these old neoclassic buildings from the earliest days of the college here. And so it has a lot of these broad stone stairwells that run up dramatically through the center of the building. And so they put on this play on the stairway, and it was wonderful. It was just amazing. And so this year, I'm not sure what they're doing. It's something about, they're talking a lot about bullying, a lot about violence. And apparently my younger daughter is one of the key writers this year, as opposed to one of the assistant writers. So that's pretty interesting to have her writing scripts for an ensemble cast, for a group of people. I'm interested to see how much of it is hers and how it works. But she's getting amazing support from the staff, so it's probably going to be great. Yeah, I'm ready for my coffee. I'm ready for my toast. A little toast with a little peanut butter, perhaps a bit of strawberry jam. What I want is bacon and eggs, and potatoes, onions. And that would not be good. A little high-fiber cereal, perhaps, but really need to be careful. Because I haven't been very careful about grazing, about eating. I haven't even weighed in so long. I don't know. I don't have any clue what my weight might be right now. Oh no, that tree looks pretty... It looks pretty small compared to what it did look like. It also looks much more nicely balanced. The tree guys brought in a tree surgeon to deal with the off balance and cracked limbs and hanging bits that were on this tree since last October. That's going to be money well spent, I think, because it's going to look really nice when it grows out again, starting perhaps next year. I really lifted it up off the lawn, too. It was quite low hanging. I like this better. And we've also got about 4,000 pounds of loose brush cut down, but not cleared yet. They're coming back today. I'll bring the big chipper. probably take them 20 minutes. It'd take me a month to clean this up. So from that perspective, money well spent. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.